Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the conversation, which makes it, it does make you part of the solution. Because you won't let stupid stuff go by at conversations with friends, loved ones, unloved ones, and so on. And you might even inform them enough, give them enough information to change their minds. Not that it's a definite, but when you actually start feeding information to people that they can't run away from, what are you going to do? Right? Anyway, head over to MyPillow.com. Yes, I got to do it. I keep forgetting, but I need to do it. Head over to MyPillow.com. It's the only place online right now that guys like me can make a few bucks. Right? Seriously. If you head over there, he's got sheets, pillowcases, pillows, you know, comforters, blanket, all kinds of great things there. Even a doggy bed, which I just find interesting. Anyway, peruse the site, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. Ignore the prices till you use the promo code. Some of you complain about the prices. Give me a break. The stuff is made here in America. And if you got a problem with that, maybe this isn't the show for you to listen to, because I always say the same thing, buy American. It might hurt you a little bit. It might cost a few extra bucks. But, I mean, my God, you want to give the money to the Chinese? Really? You really want to help their economy grow? Because, you know, they love you so much. And I'm not talking about the people here. You know that. But they love you so much. No, keep the money here. Keep the money with American companies. Let's make sure we're feeding our own first. I know it's kind of a stupid example, but really, you know, you're on a plane. What do they tell you to do? Put your oxygen mask on first. Your kids are sitting next to you. They're sucking for oxygen. The masks fall. What are you going to do? Put theirs on until you pass out or try to get theirs on? No. You put yours on first. And there's a reason for it. And it makes so much sense. No joke. Really serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Fast food restaurants across the country are, how can I say this? They're feeling the pinch, as well they should, as far as I'm concerned. No, seriously. You know, here you have McDonald's. There is a, in California, there's a law, AB 1228, and it received approval from the Senate. It's going over to be signed by Newsom. And basically what it does is they're putting a commission together to tell large companies like McDonald's, Burger King, you know, Arby's, places like that, how and what you can pay your employees. What kind of vacations they're supposed to have. I mean, basically, in a communist way, they're dictating how you're going to do business. some of the key points of the bill. It would raise minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. There would be a $5 jump in a matter of weeks. What do you think that's going to do to your hamburger that's already cost? I mean, Happy Meals ain't so happy anymore. Really? It would apply to restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide, except for restaurants that make and sell their own bread. I don't know what that has to do with anything. It would also create a 10-person council to govern fast food chains, set guidelines for working conditions and wages. Think about that. They already have, right, economic development. They have a commission, right? They have an employment commission to make sure that, you know, employees are treated properly. It's just amazing. Now, the franchises, suppliers of McDonald's, they said they must engage to support our California McFamily. They identified steps and said that they would each take with ideas ranging from franchise establishing a 501c4 entity, right? Start establishing state political action committees. Created an official arm. They should have been doing this all along, but here's the deal. They support these lunatic left socialist people that get elected, and then they wonder why. So you got to figure that these people are just as dumb as they are. I mean, really. I mean, McDonald's is looking to direct or rent and service fees collected from sales. They're trying to find ways around this. I got a way around it for you. Fund Republicans. Fund conservatives. Stop funding those lunatics that are against business. You brought this on yourself. You deserve what you're getting. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, some of these groups, they wouldn't franchise, which is probably why some of those California legislators had no problem with this. This is just crazy. There's no reason for this. This will drive the price of food way up. No way around it. McDonald's and other fast food restaurants took a nosedive. You know, the stocks took nosedives over this. So it is a big deal. You need to pay attention. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. We are back. Or I'm back. No, dear. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Very much appreciate your time. All right. Let's just get to some of the stories that I wasn't able to get to earlier. But there's a lot happening out there, you know. I mean, just becoming crazier and crazier. So Special Counsel Jack Smith wants to take the tailored gag order that's already on the president and make it even tougher, stronger. He's requested a federal judge in Washington, D.C. to impose a narrowly tailored order restricting former President Donald Trump from making public statements that could present a serious and substantial danger of materially prejudicing in this case. Oh, it's already prejudiced, dude. Nobody trusts you anyhow. You've had so many issues in courts already where judges have dismissed you, and not the case necessarily, but you, because of some of the things you've done. Anyway, he said, in a filing, Smith's office accused Trump of engaging in a sweeping campaign of disinformation, harassment intended to intimidate prosecutors, and undermine public confidence. You can't undermine public confidence in the judicial system any more than it already is. They don't trust you. They don't trust it. In service of his criminal conspiracies through false public statements, the defendant sought to erode public faith in the administration of election and intimidate individuals who refused his lies. The defendant is now attempting to do the same thing in a criminal case to undermine confidence in the criminal justice system, prejudice, and jury pool through disparaging and inflammatory attacks on citizens of the district. Right? Going after the court, the prosecutors, the prospective witnesses, and more. He's allowed to speak freely. Period. He's allowed to say all he was doing was exercising his First Amendment rights, because that's exactly what he was doing, and that should never be prosecuted, ever, under any circumstance. It's just amazing. Now, Trump has already pled not guilty to all of these, to all these federal courts, all the federal charges. If approved by the judge, though, it would prohibit Trump from making any statements regarding the identity, testimony, or credibility of prospective witnesses. Really? I mean, it's one thing if he's calling for action against those witnesses. It's another thing altogether when they sit there and say, hey, listen, you're not there. That person wasn't there. That person was already convicted of this, and they're going to listen to them. That person, you know, has written op-eds against me, and that's supposed to be okay. The 2024 GOP frontrunner is charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States, which nobody knows what that means. Alan Dershowitz said, I don't even know what that is. But they do, or they think they do. They make it up as they go. I've been saying that for years. They always have. And nobody gets in the way, and nobody stops them. We need to start doing that. We need not to be afraid. So you go to jail for 20 years, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to go to jail for 20 years. But I also don't want my kids to live under the Democrat regime of communism. Do you? Are you truly okay with that? Because I'm not. That means it's going to cost you. You're going to have to give up something. You're going to have a price to pay. Seriously. And what makes him really nuts is, as of today, Trump is up 6 points over old Joe Biden. See, you're going to hear these polls across the country. And they're going to tell you in a countrywide poll of X amount of people, Trump and Joe are in a dead heat. Well, actually, they're not. Yeah, see, this to them is misinformation. To me, this is fact. Because when you look at the actual 7 swing states, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, and Michigan, right? And Dems better start printing those fake ballots, like, big time. Seriously. When you look at who they're willing to vote for, the independents, Trump takes them by anywhere from 6 to 8 points. Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, and Michigan. This poll was just taken between the 8th and the 14th. It was almost 5,000 U.S. adults. You can't blow that off. You can't say that doesn't matter. Anyway, former President Trump, you know, he appeared to have an advantage against President Joe Biden in 2024. Or peers, I should say. But I mean, seriously, the Dems are going to have to work overtime. And they will. If these Republican states don't get on this now, to make sure that they've got safeguards in place to keep the cheating from not happening. In other words, you don't stop counting until the last one is counted. You don't take, or you better be able to prove the chain of custody of every single ballot that comes in, because every single ballot, according to the left, should be counted. Should be, nobody's vote should be discounted. Great. I agree. Not a problem. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, again, you look at, we've got live video, or it can't be live anymore, but we got video taken live at the time, right, of people stuffing ballots, going back and forth from their car to the ballot box and stuffing ballots on election day. Trucks, vans that are pull into these counting centers at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and unload. Why? What took them so long to get there? Where'd they come from? And then in Detroit, the counting center, the big counting center, the observation, they were putting up cardboard to block people from watching. Again, illegal, but nobody did anything about it. Right? This is why the Republicans, some Republicans were on it. They should have been ready, willing, and able to jump all over this. Right? If Republicans don't get their act together, they're going to lose again and kill it for the rest of us. They're going to be the reason for some kind of civil war in this country. It will be the Republicans' fault. Right? McCarthy, pretty useless. We've got nothing out of him. And I don't even know what an impeachment inquiry is. So I'm a senior host. I know what it's meant to do, but we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Smith's office accuses the former president of inspiring violent threats against individuals involved in the case, including the judge, citing a Truth Social post where Trump said, "If you come for me, I'm coming for you." Trump's lawyer has responded, calling this a dishonest stunt. President Biden's naming a new special envoy for economic recovery in Ukraine, former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker. It hints at earlier White House promises made toward a long-term U.S. commitment to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller had this to say.
I think you can anticipate that there will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the solution. It's how we win. It's how things turn out the right way. Right? And it's really, seriously. And we have to call them out when they're wrong. Look, I told you guys a while back, I'm not so crazy that I think we got it handled, we got it covered, we're coming out of this, but I said to you that things were going to start to crack. They can only cover for Joe so much, right? I mean, he can't keep it up like this. And now what you're seeing happening is even mainstream media is just questioning the inability for Democrats to answer a question. It's just amazing. I hate political answers. I really do. They drive me nuts. It's kind of like answer the question or walk away. So you're seeing more and more, and here you got, you know, Jake Tapper, he's pushing some of these Dems to answer the question. It ain't that hard. Take a listen to a CNN interview where it was simply, is Kamala Harris a good vice president? Is she right? Should she still run? Should Joey B. still let her run for that office with him? Take a listen. Sure, I knew that was going to work.
It's not no one's making about personalities. I mean, like, it's just a simple question. Do you think Kamala Harris is the best running mate for President Biden? You've said she's excellent. That's farther than Speaker Pelosi went. But do you think she's the best? I'm not trying to throw anything into turmoil. I actually think it's a pretty simple question. Do you think Kamala Harris is the best running mate for President Biden? Yes or no?
I mean, I don't know what else I can say other than she would be an excellent running mate and an excellent vice president. I don't know whether President Biden has named his running mate. We're going to a convention next summer. It's a year away from now. And we're going to go through that process. So,
I mean, you say, I don't know why you can say, the answer is you could say yes. You could say yes, I think Kamala Harris is the best vice president and the best running mate for President Biden. That's the answer you could be giving right now. Yes, she is.
So I've not seen any public opinion polling.
Who cares? The poll means he's asking you. He didn't say, have you seen polls that lead you to believe that, you know, Kamala Harris should or should not be Joey B's running mate? Right? What is the problem here? They can't answer a simple question. It's impossible.
You know, you might be a stronger vice presidential running mate than her or me or anybody else. I don't.
So trying to weasel out.
I don't know who else, if you're talking about the polling, but I will tell you, as a matter of substance and public policy, she'd be an excellent choice.
They can't answer the question. They've never been able to answer the question. It's too hard for them. I don't know why. It really doesn't make any sense. If you really believe, why did you put her up there? Why do you support Biden if he can't even pick the right vice president for the country? Is it for the country? Is it for your party? Yeah, can't do it. Well, I see no polling. Why? Does it really matter what the polls say? Because if it really matters what the polls say, I got a whole list of polls that you guys are totally against. So which is it? Do you pick and choose? Yeah, how does it work? Okay, so more from the file of rules for thee but not for me. The Department of Justice is defying the House Judiciary Committee. It's refusing to allow the FBI agent Elvis Chan to testify before Congress on his role in suppressing Hunter Biden laptop story. Gee, I wonder why. What are they afraid of? No, really. Department of Justice today blocked testimony by agent Elvis Chan. Chan was involved in a big tech suppression on Hunter Biden's laptop. Weeks before the election, the Department of Justice pulled a last-minute maneuver to block an FBI agent allegedly involved in the big tech suppression. The House committee is investigating whether Hunter Biden's laptop was downplayed by social media companies as part of a probe. You know, Chairman Jim Jordan uncovered that the FBI was involved in the whole thing. And then Elvis Chan lied about the computer. We already know this. We just need to hear it from him, but we already know this. They're hiding nothing. Chan had agreed to voluntarily appear Friday to provide committee testimony and be represented by his personal counsel. But the agency witnesses are allowed to bring either agency counsel or personal counsel to the committee interviews, but not both. And that rule is set up so agency witnesses can be more candid in testimony without fear of professional retribution. You know what? You guys in Congress, you've got to find a way to either jail these people for not showing up and not testifying. The person who put that order forward to defy it should be in jail. It's just amazing. Biggest mistake we made was putting all these police departments or all these law agencies, law enforcement agencies, under the DOJ. Congress should make, maybe they need to have their own police force. I don't know. I have no answer for you. Now, an official subpoena is expected to be issued later Friday for Chan to appear next Thursday. This is not the first time the DOJ has refused to allow Chan to testify. Yeah, just again, think about something. Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. Didn't spend a day in jail. Didn't go any further than that. That was it. But yet anybody from the Trump team, any Republican, will be in jail, will go to jail. We need to do the same thing to them. Now, in November, Louisiana federal judge spanked the Biden regime and ordered Elvis Chan to sit for deposition in the Missouri-Louisiana case against the Biden regime. So the bottom line with this, and you go over to the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, he's a co-plaintiff along with the state of Missouri and Louisiana in suing the Biden administration. There's a Department of Homeland Security. He's also brought in the FBI and the DOJ. Jen Psaki, Anthony Fauci, Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, and other federal agents into the lawsuit. I think it's perfect. Start putting these guys on the line. Start making it a problem for them. I keep saying it's the same thing. Let's play like they play. What are you? I'm not saying to do anything illegal. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. But really and honestly, start playing like they do. Cut them no slack. Make it tough for them to do anything. Come on, serious. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I meant to talk about this with Sonia. But I think it's, you know, and then it shows you the hypocrisy of Hollywood. Talk show hosts in Hollywood, the left, they don't care about the picket lines. They don't care. And look, frankly, honestly, guys, sorry, but I don't either. They don't care about the picket lines. They're not interested in any of this stuff. Bill Maher, who, you know, his job is to create controversy for a living, on Wednesday he announced his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher, would be returning despite weeks-long writer's strike. He said Real Time is coming back. Unfortunately, writers are writing. It has been 5 months, and it's time to bring people back to work. Writers have important issues that, he said, I sympathize with and hope they're addressed to their satisfaction. But not the only people with issues and problems. See, when the writers go down, right, who goes down too? The cameramen, right, the producers, all the people involved with that show. Now, he's not alone in feeling this way. Drew Barrymore felt the same way. She came back. Jennifer Hudson's show, The Talk, will also be returning. Talk shows such as The View and Live with Kelly and Mark, they've not gone. I mean, they've kept going. Now, the Writers Guild has agreed, and they're saying they're going to picket Mar's show. Now, think about that. They're going to picket it. Are they picketing The View? Are they picketing The Talk? How about the Jennifer Hudson show? How about Live with Kelly and Mark? Are they picketing those shows as well? Do you want me to feel bad for you? As a WGA member, Bill Maher is obligated to follow the strike rules and not perform any writing services. According to the Guild, it's difficult to imagine how Real Time can go forward without a violation. Hire non-union members. Have them write while you wait for the union to come back to work. I don't know. Come and see your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKinney. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. This is our cleanup segment. We'll go through some of the stories of the week that we kind of touched on. You know, Pelosi's at it. Well, I just think she's at it. She's always been at it, right? Remember, nobody's above the law? Remember the whole thing? There are so many things that that woman has said. They don't come back to bite her because nobody will hold their feet to the fire. Now, Pelosi's words from 2019 are now being used against Democrats in the Biden impeachment push. So all is fair in politics and impeachment this time. The Democrat feathers, I mean, they're really ruffled. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy officially announced the House intention, right? They're investigating Joe Biden. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's regretted her decision to forego a House impeachment vote in 2019. That's really the way they're supposed to do it. Right? They're supposed to vote as to whether they're going to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. McCarthy's like, hey, you didn't do it. You set the precedent. The Democrats are getting they're getting what they deserve. Remember, Pelosi so flippantly dismissed McCarthy's formal request for an impeachment inquiry vote back then. She's doing the same thing now. And now they're upset. They're yelling at them, telling them they're not supposed to do this. So I said to you, it's two forms of justice. They decide what's right. They know better than you. And they'll make the rules up as they go. Just ask them. This is now McCarthy, whether I like him or not. Right now he's showing them, he's demonstrating them, hey, you want to play that game, you will not always be in control. So let me show you how it's done. They used the power they had to do whatever they wanted for the moment because nobody could stop them. And now it's their turn to squirm. Listen, this is why I think you should have a third party. We were never meant to be a two-party. We never meant to be a party system, really. Seriously. This is why the two-party system is bad. Very bad. You need to get more and more independence in there, is what you need to do. But, you know, then you got people that have been in politics forever going, we're a two-party system. No, really, find me that in the Constitution. Find me any letter from any one of our founding fathers that said, you know, we really need to tighten this thing up so we only have two parties. We don't end up with 147 of them. And we really don't have 147, by the way. Democrats might be wishing for a do-over, really, about now. I mean, they lost both of those. See, that to me, the impeachment of Donald Trump was as useless as the Republicans trying to repeal the Affordable or Unaffordable Care Act. 62 times they voted to repeal that. They knew they had no chance. Obama wasn't going to sign it and said it wasn't going to let it go through. Now, Byron, you're chief political correspondent of the Washington Examiner. You know, I mean, when he looked at this, he couldn't have captured the basis of the Democrats on doing better than this on social media posts. On October 15, 2019, 3 weeks after unilaterally declaring an impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi, backed by Adam Schiff, insisted there was no requirement to hold, ready for this, an authorizing vote, and therefore she was not going to hold one. Extending beyond his astute words, York laid out in the Washington Examiner the steps that led up to McCarthy's own highly deliberated actions. You know, and again, she started this. These are her words. These are her actions. This is what they've done to make this happen. Although Democrats are now griping about this, they think it's unfair. The impeachment inquiry is without a formal House vote. Well, guys, turn around, look at Pelosi sitting there and say, you caused this. Really? Now, McCarthy is not acting in a rushed manner by any means. In my mind, he's taken way too long so far. You know, enemies of the American people, they betrayed us, he said, for the almighty dollar, while so many Americans are suffocating under the weight of inflation. But there is no inflation. Just ask Joey B. Everybody's got jobs and getting paid more. They're not losing their houses. They're not in debt. Pelosi thought they were going to hold the house. Pelosi thought they'd always be in charge. I mean, that's how crazy these people are. I know. Some of you aren't going to agree with me. You got to put age restrictions in for some of these people. Some of them are there at 85, 90, 95. Enough. Go be with your grandchildren. Go enjoy your life. No, I agree with the historical part of it. I agree that a lot of these people are still pretty smart and sharp. Many are not. Let the younger people in there. When I say younger, I'm even talking 60-year-olds. You don't need to be there 40 years. You don't need to be there 50. It was never meant to be that kind of job. When you read the letters from our founding fathers, the whole idea was people would go to Congress. They would be in their areas a lot, so they would go into D.C. They would you know, let the will of the people be known. Those guys would vote on it, deliberate, put the laws in place that would make sense. And what happened? Now they're full-time freaktoids causing all kinds of trouble. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You guys are making me hungry in the chat room. Will you stop it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I can always tell when I'm boring them to death. They start talking about food and recipes. Anyway, so I'm happy this has come back to bite them. I think this is great. And the other thing, I said it before, if the Republicans can get off their butt, I don't know if they're going to pull it off again. People might be upset, but man, somebody's got to do something to actually take action against these people. I want action of these people before the next election. If they lose the White House to Republicans, if Trump gets in there and they get the Congress and the Senate, we can go through like wildfire and fix this stuff. You heard that Joey B sold vast amounts of the wall, which is really a fence, wall, whatever, for a dime on the dollar. Probably not even that. A dime on the dollar. Wasted your taxpayer dollars. It was wrong. Anyway, Pelosi didn't think about that when she helped craft that perfect plan to impeach Trump. Right? She waited 5 weeks after unilaterally beginning inquiry. Purpose was, well, of course it was political. They wanted to build support for her own vulnerable members and also wanted to pick up a few Republicans to call inquiry bipartisan. I mean, seriously. But she got none. The two she got were Republicans. Sorry. Figure it out. So again, she clearly stated it. In October of 2019, Pelosi said that we're not here to call bluffs. We're here to find the truth. To uphold the Constitution of the United States. This is not a game for us. This is deadly serious. We're on a path that's getting us to a path to the truth and a timetable that respects our Constitution. Without going for the vote, right? Without asking for an impeachment inquiry vote. Yes, okay, so we're there. We're on our way. Everything she did to take him down, and she still didn't take him down. Right? They did this to themselves, and they do it to themselves on a regular basis. So I have no sympathy for them. Right? Kevin McCarthy, he's in a lot of trouble right now, too. No, seriously. There are more than one member of Congress that are going, look, you either start to do your job here, really do the job that you promised us you would do, or go. Step down as Speaker. Congressman Matt Gaetz really publicly confronted him. He challenged Kevin McCarthy, accusing him of failing to deliver on a campaign promise that allowed him to assume his leadership role in January. In a closed-door meeting, according to some, with Republican House members on Thursday, McCarthy reportedly lost his cool when they were murmuring about discontent and open threats to his leadership. He said, if you want to file a motion to vacate, then file the motion. That's according to another Republican congressman. I showed frustration here because I am frustrated, McCarthy admitted to reporters. He further lamented that the Defense Department appropriations bill couldn't be placed on the floor, but failed to address the underlying issue causing the rift in his party. McCarthy's meltdown prompted a response from Gaetz. He said instead of emotionally cursing, maybe the speaker should just keep his word from January on balanced budget, term limits, and single subject bills. Yeah, he's right. Look, I'm not a big Gaetz fan either. But he's right. I've been saying this, guys, but if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I've been on this mantra for 12 years. One or two pages. Get the bill done. Single issue, don't add anything to it, and vote on that one issue. Hey, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless you guys. Be safe and enjoy.